For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great this morning. Hope you're going to my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and registering for our ADM Spring Daytime Retreat, April the 12th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., held at the beautiful Longview House and Gardens. And it is beautiful. I think you're going to love it. And I said in a, I don't know if it was last week, but in an earlier broadcast, bosses, send your people, send your girls to this. You will be thrilled when they come back so productive because they've gotten re-energized by God. We have women from all over the place, all denominations, coming to this, and we truly have the best of times. Husbands, what a great gift to give to your wife. So you let us know. That registration deadline will be coming. I believe it's April, would it be the 7th? I don't have a calendar in front of me, so I should have checked. But if the retreat's on the 12th, usually the Monday prior to, I've got to give my totals. So you let me know. ADM Daytime Spring Retreat. Intimacy, faith, and answered prayer. And I'll also spend the afternoon session going into four ways God reveals his will. But that morning session is going to be powerful, and God's just downloading me afresh and anew on that we're trees, we're oaks of righteousness, Isaiah says, but we will get pruned for the good to bear more fruit. And really, that's the key to answered prayer. This intimacy, faith, and answered prayer all comes by abiding on the vine, John 15. We're a branch. It took me into the whole teaching of trees, which took me into the whole teaching of pruning, which took me into the whole thing of answered prayer and bearing fruit. And like I said on Monday, I was out in my so-called garden, and just God just started speaking to me through all these weeds I was pulling. And I thought, wow. But look, our scripture we opened with was out of Jeremiah. Always go to the website if you've missed a broadcast. 17:5-8, and two ways of life are being contrasted here. The man who trusts in himself or in flesh versus the man who trusts in God. One will be blessed, my brethren. One will not be blessed. One will be cursed. I was thinking about this. I'm looking at my notes on the one who trusts in self. Here's one area of, like, when we say cursed, I mean, he just can't see the blessing. Everything will continually be wrong. Why? He's trusting in himself and flesh. Look at this. He will not see prosperity when it even comes. Misery for this person because he's relying on himself. When God's moving close to try to bless him, this person won't even recognize it because he's so adapted to living on his or her own resources. They won't even be able to receive it from God. Wow. But let's look at the one who is blessed as a result of putting their trust in God. That's Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8. I really challenge you to go look at it. It'll parallel with Psalms 1, verse 3. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding fruit in its season. Its leaf won't wither. In all he does, he'll prosper. Come on now. But look at these areas. If you're putting your trust in God, I mean, that was Psalm, but now Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. A person who puts their trust in God gets blessed. Three things. They'll be planted, they'll be protected by God, and they'll be productive for God. Let's break this down the rest of this week, but starting now. Look at the placement of the tree. He'll be like a tree planted by the water, sending out its roots by the stream. God planted you and me, brother and sister. He plants us properly, gives us the means to live well, excuse me, and to live right. We're planted by God. That's blessings. I'm out of Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8. Two ways of lives contrasted, the cursed life, the blessed life. So one area of blessing is that God will plant us. We'll have roots that'll go toward a stream. Proverbs 11:28 will say this. A life devoted to things is a dead life, only a stump. But a life dedicated to God, a God-shaped life, is a flourishing tree. More tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.